Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Friday Night Beer Blog. It's been 2 weeks. Can you believe it, Mike?
No. Yes.
It feels like it's been forever, but it feels like it was yesterday, all at the same time.
Yes.
Yes. And, so we're coming to you. I don't even know what number this is. We're getting close to 100.
97.
It is?
I'm just guessing.
You're probably right. But this is the episode of Redesigning Midlife when I read Mike, my weekly blog, because...
Some people just don't like to read.
No, Mike doesn't like to read, and so therefore we come on here we come on here every other Friday night, and I read Mike my blog, and he says, oh my gosh, that was so awesome. Right?
That's what I do now. Yes.
All right. Are you ready to get started tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do it. Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. All right, everybody. I am so glad it's Friday. Are you glad it's Friday?
Yeah, kind of, except for it's tax Friday.
It's tax season, y'all. Is everybody all up in it? Or are you going to wait till the last minute, file an extension?
We're not waiting till the last minute, but we're close.
We're close. I always get anxious during tax time. It's kind of like, are we going to do it now? Let's just do it and get it over with. Because when I was growing up, I was never one of those people that studied the night before a test. I was always study for for a couple of weeks before the test. So this whole waiting to the last second freaks me out.
There would be no requirement to study if you weren't self-employed. We would be done and it would be over with, but you're self-employed. So therefore,
it takes a little bit more time.
Schedule C is a bitch.
Noted.
You can edit that out later.
Noted. How's your week been, other than knowing that you had taxes to do this weekend?
I don't know. Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's finally lighter, longer, and a little bit warmer. It's going to go, we're in Kentucky, so it's been 60s, high of 60-something during the day, a couple days this week. Next week, straight on. Over 80 degrees.
I'm ready.
We're just skipping right over the 70s.
Well, yeah. It's the way it usually goes here.
The thing is...
It goes from 40s and 50s to 80s.
Yeah, the thing is, we're going to have 80s next week. I guarantee you we haven't had that final snap of cold weather yet.
But we're still not going to turn the AC on until May.
Until your menopause woman here, who has hot flashes... On a regular basis.
You're going to have those anyway.
It's going to kill you.
You're just going to have to suffer through it.
I'm going to go stand out in this big windstorm we're going to have tonight. All right. Are you ready for this week's blog, Mike?
Let's do it.
Okay. The title of this week's blog, and I'm actually going to change the name of the blog for the podcast because I have learned recently it has to be a short title to be a blog. Has to be under 60 characters for it to all show up on the line, the top line on the screen.
These are the things that
you don't know about.
Is it like the radio? It's like when it starts streaming the lines of the song and the band and it like
and
cuts off
it?
And it's like, what the hell?
What was that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
But for the podcast, you can make the title however long you want. But for a blog, you can't. So the title of the blog that will be online is The Art of Not Giving Up. This is the Friday Night Beer Blog number 97. You're right. Very good. Very good.
That's good with numbers.
He was good with numbers. All right. You could probably hear my dogs walking around. Sorry about that. Giving up is not in a squirrel's vocabulary.
Oh, my God.
Does a squirrel have a vocabulary, by the way?
Yes, it's this.
We have been in a virtual war over here trying to keep a whole community of squirrels out of Mike's bird feeder. It's been like watching Bill Murray fighting with the gopher in Caddyshack. Every time Mike tries a new tactic to keep the squirrels away, they figure out how to get around it. I've even taken it to singing Kenny Loggins' "I'm Alright" from the Caddyshack soundtrack every time Mike goes to work or goes to work around it. But the squirrels are relentless. They won't stop until they find a way to get what they want. Sometimes they will even risk it all and hurl themselves through the air from a nearby tree to get to that feeder. It is quite funny, actually.
Yes, it is.
Watching them never give up is quite impressive. How do we tap into some of that for ourselves? Be the squirrel, Mike. Be the squirrel. Subheading, why we give up. Things are always great until they get hard. When things get hard, it requires effort. And effort requires getting uncomfortable. And being uncomfortable isn't fun. So we give up. Giving up is easy. We tell ourselves that this thing isn't doable or worth it. Or we didn't want it anyway. Convincing ourselves that it is just so much easier at the moment. If we give up, we don't fail. Nobody likes to fail. And if you give up, that's like being able to tell yourself and the world that you chose not to do this thing. We say, well, I didn't want it anyway. It would have cost me too much time or money. Or we try to convince ourselves that the benefits didn't outweigh the risks or efforts. Anyway, subheading, how to stop giving up. There are many practices to put into place to keep from quitting or giving up, and I've got three for you. You ready?
Ooh, I can handle three. One, two, three.
Number one, know your why. I know you've heard it a million times, and the reason it is said a million times is because it's true. You have to know the why for going for something or striving for something to push you through the urge to quit. And it has to be strong. You have to be able to remind yourself over and over and over. This is why I think it's important to have a mantra that you say. When you get to the point of you want to quit, you have a mantra of why you're not going to quit. There you go. Number two, being willing to fail. Did you know that Thomas Edison failed 1,000 times before finally successfully inventing the light bulb? Can you even fathom trying 1,000 times for one thing? That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Did the one thing, but he called the 999 others steps to the invention. Failure was necessary for success. As they say, all overnight successes take 10 years of trial and failure. So accept it. Number three. Pause before you quit. Quitting is usually a knee-jerk response to a situation. When you get frustrated, you want to quit. The thing is, when that frustration hits, you need to pause before quitting. Let the moment settle down. Remind yourself of the why and give yourself some grace in that moment. Once you do that, you can just pick up where you left off. Subheading, don't let can't win.
Can't never could do nothing.
That's what they say. Don't let can't win. I said that the other day and somebody was like, ooh, I like that. The word can't is not one of my favorites. Can't is an excuse. The squirrels don't know what can't means. All they know is that they can and that they will. They don't know how and they don't know when, but they will. It doesn't matter how many times Mike adjusts that bird feeder with an impossible situation of how the squirrels will get to it. One of them always figures it out eventually, right?
Mm-hmm.
And once one of them figures it out, the rest of them are like, oh, and they join in, and all of them are eventually successful. The same is true for us. Once someone proves that something can be done, we all have to accept that we can do it too. Running the 4-minute mile was impossible at one point until Roger Bannister broke it in 1954. And now the 4-minute barrier has been broken by nearly 2,000 athletes and is considered the standard for professional middle distance runners. Subheading. You learning something? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Subheading, not giving up is a personal journey. You are vulnerable on the road to success and must block out all outside noise. There will be voices telling you to quit and wanting you to come live in their negative space. And there are voices with bad advice and shortcuts, which never work. Squirrels don't care which will succeed as long as one of them does. Then they all set their sights on succeeding themselves. They have a singular focus. You have to move through your thing, whatever this thing is, with blinders on. Know that it is possible. Don't let anything or anyone convince you to give up, not even yourself. Be the squirrel. All right, that's it, Mike. Be the squirrel.
Mm.
What's another? Can you think of another way that we always say not to quit? Be on something.
Rat on a Cheeto.
Rat on a Cheeto, baby. That's one of my favorites. Do you remember where that came from?
Yes, I know exactly.
Where did that come from?
John Schnatter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were doing something. I don't know. We were all the whole cycling team was out doing something, and I can't remember. But
who said it first, though?
John did. Yeah.
Oh,
John,
really?
Yeah. He's
rat
like,
on a Cheeto.
He said it to me. He's like, "You're like a rat on a Cheeto."
I
and
love
it stuck.
That.
Yeah.
I love that. So yeah, if you ever seen a rat get a hold of a Cheeto, he's gonna give it the business.
It's like that squirrel and that corn on the cob.
That's right. They're giving it the business. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, quitting is easy. But quitting doesn't get you anywhere. Oh, thanks, doggy.
They're having a rough night.
They are having a rough night. What say you, Mike?
No, I don't know. It's like I've just been battling these squirrels for a while, and I will say that it's taken everything that I had to finally, I mean, and it's been months to beat them.
Oh, this has been going on since August. I mean,
Has it been last year?
You bought that feeder for your birthday.
I bought it because, you know, around my mom's birthday. And then mm-hmm. because my mom was, and my grandmother were big bird watchers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandmother mostly, but anyway, she had all the books, the bird watching books. I'm like, I'm going to get a bird feeder and I'm going to start recognizing birds. And then all of a sudden the squirrels started eating all my food. I was getting pissed. So I kept moving it and then putting cardboard and then baffles. And then, you know, it was just, and every time.
All right.
Yeah, all these
don't
squirrels, all they had to do
me.
All day long is figure out how to get around it.
Oh,
and they were good.
They were like, and what are we going to do to piss them off today?
Right.
Because it's Gary, get awesome.
So, but finally I got them beat. I've got them beat right now.
For now. Yeah. Until they figure it out.
And this has been going on for a couple weeks now. So
You've gotten to the point where you had to put the bird feeder basically
on the middle of the yard.
On a pole.
In the middle of the yard. And they still try and leap 7 to 8 feet through the air
off of the land.
Yeah. So previously I had the bird house facing the tree. Yeah,
right.
And they were able to land on it.
They were taking like a running leap.
Jump, yep, up a small limb that was probably a quarter of an inch in diameter,
yeah.
Launched off of it and landed on the bird feeder. So then I just literally turned it 180 degrees so that the pole
is
in
the
between
way.
It, of the bird feeder. And so now they hit the pole and try and grab
and
onto it.
And then they slide down.
And bounce off, yeah. So...
It's not very nice to laugh.
But they are persistent.
It is funny.
It's watching them is just amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and then they look at me like, what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do?
You going to bring me another corn cob out here?
It's funny. It's almost as entertaining to watch them
as
it
is
the
birds.
Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a dance.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, they are admirable for not giving up.
Yeah, they don't give up, and they're very athletic.
Two things I want to be: very athletic, and I don't want to give up. So
right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, be the squirrel, everybody. You know, if there's something that you want,
go get it.
Yeah.
I've been the squirrel this week.
You have been the squirrel this week. Are you ready to make any kind of announcements of it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Because you've been teasing the last couple of Friday Night Beer blogs. You got some big things going on.
Yeah. Big changes.
Big changes.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not ready to say anything yet?
Maybe in 2 weeks.
Sorry, y'all. All right. 2 weeks. You'll have to come back.
The deal will be done then.
Find out what Mike's big news is.
Yeah. Woo.
Woo.
I'm the squirrel.
You being the squirrel. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Tell me that in a year.
Yeah. Well, anyway. All right. So what's coming up this week? Oh. Levi's got some plans for this week.
Yeah. Nothing much. Working and, making the transition to the next step.
Oh.
For me this week.
Taxes. Yeah.
I got
not much can happen until taxes get done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six sets of taxes.
Y'all are jealous of Mike, right?
Yeah.
Six sets.
I don't know. Yeah. The kids.
Well, they should do their own.
They are. They do them there pretty much. I'm just there for guidance and consulting.
Yeah. Well, good. All right, everybody. Man, these dogs have just been back and forth. You've got long nails there, Jake. You need to get your fingernails cut.
Yeah, I think it's time to get the nails trimmed.
Okay, everybody. I had to pause it so we could let the dogs out. They're just absolutely...
Who let the dogs out?
You did.
That's the quality of entertainment you get here.
That's all we got over here at the McShane House tonight, folks. What was I saying?
Anyway, beat the squirrel.
Beat the squirrel. Oh, now they're back.
They're back.
They just want their treat.
They're more demanding than kids are these days.
Yeah, they just want their treat. And
Can we take them out?
Well, the thing is, those dogs, they're like squirrels when they want a treat.
Yeah.
They will bark until they get a treat.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We hope that you have enjoyed this week's beer block. Listen to them out there.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
We've created monsters.
We have created monsters.
They're spoiled rotten.
They are, but they're 15, so what are you going to do?
Right, yeah. You can't break them now.
No, it's too late now. All right, everybody, we will see you. We will talk to you in 2 weeks, and Mike will tell us what his big thing is. So until then, have a good one. Make sure to give us a what, Mike?
Five-star.
Five-star review. Five-star rating and review.
Right.
And we'll see you next time.
See you.
Later.